This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fourth and John, episode 224, and today we are talking training camp, Eagles Jets joint practice. We're doing a little recap because we were at the live practice. Sometimes you have to be there. And you know, we went through a week of preseason game last week that wasn't very exciting. Again, last week, you know, the biggest play from last week was we saw that big play. We saw that big play last week.
They always find a way to come through, man.
I mean, that was really it from last week. So, you know, I was like determined. I said, you know what? We're going to Jets, Eagles joint practice, and we're going to see it live. We're going to see what we want to see. And I got my money's worth today again. I left very excited. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, nobody can cover Devontae Smith. He's been everywhere.
Dude
cannot be covered out here. They try to, but they can't catch my mans. So I mean, overall, just a good day of practice. Our wide receivers flashed, Jalen flashed. I know we were kind of split up during the day. Evan got to see the defensive side of the ball a little bit more than I did. Mm-hmm. I was roaming around trying to catch whatever I could. And shout out to all the Eagle fans in attendance, because there were Eagle fans there. Mm-hmm. You know, but speaking of attendance, Prime was in attendance for his own beautiful wedding. but before his wedding, you know, like, it was amazing, by the way. We had a special person. And a special guest, not a guest, a special person in Prime's life, really, kind of, sort of, in a way.
Look at his face. He has no idea what's coming.
but she wanted to congratulate you on your wedding.
Congratulations on your wedding, Lucky.
Oh, you guys are the true MVP for that one, man. Oh, shit.
Man's red. I mean, you're the man of hour. You had a beautiful wedding. We're glad that we got to attend. I know Evan was out in Vegas, but how are you feeling, man? You had the big wedding.
Look, I feel great, man. I'm glad we were able to get it in. You know, little nerves were kicking in, you know, due to the weather, but the man upstairs ended up keeping the skies as clear as possible for me to go ahead and get that important part of the ceremony in. You know, shout out to E-Rock. You know, he was the ordained that ended up marrying us and the DJ of the night. So, you know, I mean, he came through. For all those that are tuning in, appreciate you guys tuning in. And, you know, of course, family and friends that attended, appreciate you guys to the fullest. I mean, everything wouldn't have been possible for everybody that contributed. It was a great day. I mean, having you guys there with me definitely played a big part. I'm just actually, you know, I can't be any more excited to have, you know, Mrs. Prime official, man. She, you know, it was all about her that day, and everything planned out just so perfect.
Yeah. It looked awesome, Luck. It really did. Like the ceremony, everything. It looks very beautifully done, man. I just want to wish you a congratulations, dude.
Thanks,
I'm sorry I couldn't make it, dude. How bad could the timing be that I schedule a vacation and like a week later you're like, oh, by the way, clear your schedule because I've got a wedding for you to attend.
Yeah, I know. It's all good, man. I'm glad you were able to go ahead and get it in as well. I definitely want to go ahead and give a shout out to my cousin. She was the MVP that day, man. She's the one that ended up designing the whole wedding, made all the, you know, that if you guys haven't noticed that background that was behind us, she made that pop. I mean, that thing was popping lovely. Everybody pretty much started taking pictures behind it, kind of like for their future weddings and everything. It was like, I think we were an inspiration to many people that day.
Does she plan weddings?
Yeah. She's yeah.
Give her a plug, bro. What's her name?
Her name is Amelia Estrada, but I mean, like, she does them, but I gotta get her to like really blow herself, you know what I mean, put it out there. She's my cousin. She, you know, she makes things happen. She's all the way up in York, PA, but she works miracles. And I'm not going to front, man. It was a little scary. Like, you know, we were coming to the end, and I'm like, oh man, what's going on? You know what I mean? Is this happening? Is that happening? But look. At the end of the day, what mattered is that she ended up putting it all together. And, you know what I mean? A special thank you to my family members that contribute as well. You know what I mean? With the serving of the food, making sure the guests were taken care of, getting last minute stuff together with these tents. I mean, these tents, they started like gathering a lot of rain on the top of them. But, you know what I mean? They made things possible. Once we got through the ceremony, I didn't give a shit about anything else. I didn't care if I was walking through mud the rest of the night. It was just the fact that we got the I do parts out the way, and that's all that mattered to me.
I mean, the cool thing was the double rainbow. Who gets a double rainbow on their wedding?
On a special day, man. So it's all for a special day. And dude, I hate to break it to you because I know that you've been rocking the Prime mask for years, but she's got you beat, dude. She looks better in it.
She looks real good in it, man.
You just gotta suck it up, man.
She looks real good in it. Yeah, it was great, man. I mean, I had to bring it out, get the one picture in with the Prime mask, but then of course it was just like it felt good to officially hand it over to her and call her Mrs. Prime, you know what I mean? So it was straight. I want to give a shout out to Trox, man. Trox ended up coming through to the wedding as well. He had a great time. He was a big hit at the party, man. He made things happen. You know what I mean, but like I said, everybody that contributed, Gail was there looking fly. You know what I mean, Mr. GQ that day.
But, I expect nothing less.
Yeah, I went out and bought a pair of pants. Shits didn't fit. I had to run back to the thing. My shit split. I was like,
they looked like they didn't fit.
I was like, all right, here we go. Let's go to this wedding.
How tight are we talking? We talking like you would have had a cucumber in your pants.
They were tight. They were stylishly fit. You know what I mean?
I got you.
now, speaking of fit, I feel like the pieces that fit are wide receivers. They're looking like a glove that fits. No, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Evan, you were at practice today.
What
stood out to you? What were you excited about?
Well, like you said, I caught a lot of the defense, and but I was peering over to the other side of the field and trying to see through all the players and see the offense as well. On the defensive side of the ball, I will say that like we did have some trouble from our corners today. Steve Nelson struggled. Zach McPherson struggled. And I will even throw a little caveat in there for any Jets fans that happen to be listening. Zach Wilson's got a rifle, man. I would feel pretty confident about that guy. I don't know if he's going to have a lot of success this year, but in years to come, I could totally see him being a very good quarterback. But as far as the wide receivers, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, man. We have got to think about how it is so black and white and just like the contrast is so much from where we've came from with our wide receivers, where we're pulling guys out like Greg Ward, who ends up being, you know, a a guy that leads our team in receiving yards 1 year. And now we are going into finally, we're getting the fruits of our labor and getting a very deep roster with our wide receivers, both Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, Jalen Reagor, all of them have just been overperforming, just really exceeding their expectations this entire preseason. That continued today. Quez Watkins, in my opinion, had the catch of the day. Unfortunately, he ended up going down. It looks like he just knocked the wind out of himself, kind of landed.
No! Whoa, I got that one.
That video courtesy of V-Rock, of course. Thank you for that. But yeah, that was very acrobatic catch. I actually just happened to catch that at the perfect time. I was watching the defense the whole time. I glance over, I see the ball being bombed downfield, and I watch Quez Watkins just go up, make a ridiculously acrobatic catch, and haul it in. But yeah, I am feeling super confident about our wide receivers this year. I would love to have a wide receiver over 1,000 yards this year. I think it's possible.
Talking about, we have another route from, going back to Steve Nelson. This is Elijah Moore. He's getting busier here. Look at this. This post corner right here. Oh, boom. Sell the post. Boom, boom.
Ooh.
Steve Nelson had to do everything to keep his balance and not fall over on that cut.
I mean, even Zach McPherson, like you said, Zach McPherson did not have a good day today.
No. He almost went face first in that turf, man.
Yeah. I mean, Zach looked pretty, I hate to say, man, he looked awful on Thursday night. I mean, they were attacking him, and I mean, yeah, it's preseason, but still, it's just like the expectations is just like, he was out of sync. You guys had a better view of what he looked like today. So the question I got is, with Evan, you noticing how the defense was playing today, and then Gail, you being all hyped up about these wide receivers, do we go into this season kind of like with the fact that we got to go in there and we got to score as many points as we can because we don't know what our defense is going to go ahead and do for us?
I'm feeling comfortable about our defense. Okay. I am. All right. I am. Like, I mean, I feel like pressure bust pipes, and yeah. I feel like we're going to bring – I do feel like we're going to bring pressure.
I have the same sort of answer in the fact that I think that our defensive line is definitely going to help out the cause. But I think, to your point, Prime, that we may honestly be over-expecting from a lot of our cornerbacks this coming season, because I know that we were kind of sitting here and we were just vying the whole offseason for us to bring in another cornerback like a Steven Nelson. And now that we brought him in, we thought that, like, oh my God, our prayers are answered. We're going to be fine. And now he's really not living up to the expectations that we set for him. So that to me is concerning. And it's not something that should be overlooked.
Now, Jason's already concerned. He's like, looking at the schedule, what are the Birds' final record going to be? 8-9, 10-7, 6-11. I'm hearing a lot of 7-10 vibes from people, 9-8 vibes, and 10-7 vibes. That's what I've been hearing a lot from people. I'm not even. I mean, 9-8 sounds cool with me right now.
We're gonna
have
to do a prediction show very soon, man.
But 10-7, hey man, if they get on a groove, if they get on a groove, it'll be interesting to see.
I have them right around 500, possibly a little bit above. That's like 9-10 wins is where I really have them as I stand right now. But I mean, that's something that changes week to week.
Now, Ev, since you're watching the defense, did they play basic defense today, like the preseason?
The corners did. The corners did. The defensive line, Josh Sweat, I mean, he continues to impress. Milton Williams got a little bit of work in. Fletcher Cox was he was doing well. Like all of the starting rotation, I felt good. But as far as the cornerbacks, not so good. Alex Singleton, though, man. Alex Singleton is a beast. He is really turning out to be a little bit of a diamond in the rough, and I liked what I saw from him today.
Now Nina says 11-6. Shout out to Nina in the building.
Hello, Nina.
Shout out to moms as well. I think 11-6. I mean, hey, like if they catch lightning in a bottle, I keep saying it, lightning in a bottle, they got to catch it. and they really have to come together in order for this to happen.
I really don't even think it has to be lightning in a bottle. I think if Jalen Hurts can be a good quarterback and be a like we're hoping this year that Jalen Hurts turns in and proves to us that he's a franchise quarterback. If that's the case with these wide receivers and this running back rotation and Brandon Brooks back, a healthier offensive line, a good defense. Yeah, I don't think that 11-6 would be catching lightning in a bottle.
No, not at all. I mean, the key thing, too, is I think I'm more focused on our offensive line just staying healthy, man, doing their part, because everything else would go ahead and pretty much come into play, and the pieces to the puzzle would just fit right in with that offensive line staying healthy and doing what they need to do to go ahead and protect Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was trying to save the record for – you know, the show for when we go ahead and talk through the schedule and make predictions. But 10-7 is looking more and more like what I think these guys are going to end up being. I mean, 10-7 is still a record to go ahead and win that division. You know, we're talking about the NFC East. You know, we always bring the best out of each other. But that offensive line is going to play a key part.
You know, what also plays a key part in every man's life, if you're rocking man... Attention listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia, Houston, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20.
Yeah, so like you said, Gail, I just got back from Vegas, and that was out of this world, as is this performance package. Get ready. We got performance package 4.0 from Manscaped that has just taken off. Not only in the U.S., but Canada, the U.K., across Europe, Australia, and South Africa, and Singapore. Too many ands thrown in that sentence. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant. I always put the same inflection on that. Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your whole solar system.
Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your little planet to be on their A-game while feeling the sun's heat. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag, Abort Hairy Balls, and Buzz Lightyear, that Woody with Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping and the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. For clean Trinity and beyond, your space balls will thank you.
Shout out to Tony. She said, "Would love to listen to this, guys, but your streaming is just awful. Maybe on Twitter it's awful. We are streaming on YouTube and Facebook, so you
maybe
can also check."
Maybe she just hates the content.
Maybe. Well said. No, she said love. She would love. So go over to YouTube. Go over to Facebook. You can check us out over there as well. Let's see. We have some other questions in here. Tristan says we still trading Ertz. If you look at the relationship that's building with amongst
Julie,
not that guy. Ertz and Hurts. The Ertz connection is actually kind of real. They've looked pretty good together. Ertz is having a good camp. I still think we're in a waiting period. Tyree Jackson is injured. Richard Rodgers still here. We still got three valuable tight ends. Do they roll with Jack Stoll, or is he going to practice squad? It still feels weird. I feel like if the players are dropping out there too as well, tight ends. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I mean, listen, Stroll looked real good on Thursday watching him. I mean, they were attacking him, getting him that ball. The man was, the kid was making some plays, man. He was doing his thing. I just don't see him being included, so I feel like he probably will be, safety. I mean, practice squad. And then, of course, luckily, he probably might get picked up because of the way, tight ends are needed around the league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at it in the fact that, I mean, we had kind of just come to grips that we were trading Ertz this entire offseason. It seemed like it was going to be the answer to our prayers. But, I mean, as we're looking at our financial situation, as Gail likes to say, you know, as our bank account is set up, we can fit him this year. So I'm in no rush to trade Ertz. I think he is a tremendous asset to have. He's a great building piece. He's a veteran in this league that can help a young quarterback like Jalen Hurts. So I'm in no rush to trade him, but I'm still in the same camp of you have to field all offers. You have to listen to whatever anybody is willing to offer. And if the price is right, you got to pull the trigger.
Interesting. Todd wants to know, how did our safeties look today, Evan? Mr. Answer all defensive questions today.
the safeties were did all right. I would say the safeties had an average day. I mean, I don't think that there was anything that really popped off the page to me as far as like any big plays that happened. But I didn't really see any bad beats either. It was just it was a mediocre day for the
who came up with the pick today? It was I caught that at the very end. Somebody came up with the pick.
Yeah, I don't. I remember. Wasn't Elijah Riley? Was it?
It was number 21. Who was number 21?
You tell me, guy.
You tell me. You tell me. Shout out to Tony, who's still trying to.
Yeah, Tony. I want to apologize. I did not mean to be rude. I was just making a joke.
You know, he's a millennial. You know, sometimes millennials come off.
You gotta forget. Yeah, you gotta.
maybe it is Twitter, because a couple people from Twitter said.
Evan.
Nina says her stream is fine, and she is on Twitter. So the mystery is still out there. You know what else was out there? I was out there. Me and Chris were at the. Eagles Autism Challenge. They did a phenomenal job out there raising money for a great cause. And if I'm going to tell any Eagle fan out there, make sure you get an opportunity to go to the Eagles Autism Challenge. Like it's a really good day to like really support a good cause, and you know get to see the players out there, get to talk to them. Shout out to Dallas Goedert. He was cool as hell. Quez Watkins, Lane Johnson, funny dude, always. Booby Miles in the building. Jason Kelsey, Zach Ertz.
Ertz, man.
You know, even the route god himself. And I didn't, Darius Slay. I met a whole bunch of guys. I don't want to put them out there. I don't want to flex too hard. It was just a great day just to, you know, enjoy your birds. And it's funny because me and Chris were actually walking. We were walking and we had our backpacks on, our Mitchell & Ness backpacks, the Kelly Green one. And we're sitting there walking, doing our thing. And all of a sudden you hear, wow, I really like those backpacks. And we're like, oh. And then me and Chris were talking about, man, I wish, you know, we could have drafted. Imagine we drafted Debo Samuel or a DK Metcalf. We're talking about the draft. And that guy who walks by, he speeds up. That guy is Howie Roseman. he was commenting on the backpacks, and he's like, oh, these guys are talking about drafting matter. So him and his family start speeding up. So we're like speed walking, like me and Chris. I'm like, speed up. Go ahead, come on. It was him, Andy Weidel. But just to say, everybody's out there contributing on that day. It was a great event. We were trying to, you know, Howie Roseman can walk fast, though.
Well, he knows how to get out of a bad situation. Man. Sure, he's been avoiding bad situations for the past 20 years. He still got a job.
He knows how to get it up to a next notch when he's around fans.
See, Deshae is a real one. He said his Facebook account has been suspended, so he's on his girlfriend's YouTube account so he can watch Fourth and John.
What a real one, man.
That is a real one. That is a real one. Shout out to Ryan. He wasn't able to get the tickets for the open practice, but again, open practice was canceled. Were you guys – I was actually – after open practice was canceled on Sunday, I looked at myself. He's like, you know what? You should stay home. You need to relax. So I had a good Sunday, even though practice was canceled. I'm just being honest.
I think my favorite part about that was you asking me if I would want to come to open practice after I landed home from Vegas that day. And I had to ask you, are you for real, guy?
Hey, listen, man, you got to take one for the team. I was actually looking forward to going to the open practice. I had my gear set up, ready to go. And then when I got the text that it got canceled, I was like, I was bummed out, man. But I guess because of the fact that, you know, I mean, I was feeling a little jello, you know, I mean, with all the picks that you kept on rubbing in on Saturday.
Were you? See, like, it was just like, I just put them out there because I'm like,
yeah.
But people really were like, oh, man, you don't have to put that shit out. I was like,
bro. I was like, yo, a lot of people were actually commenting on the pick of you and Devontae Smith. Like, I mean, the kid's, it's the way he is. Like, everybody's like, oh, he doesn't look like he's happy. He doesn't look like he wants to be here. He doesn't look like he wants to be there. And I'm like, damn, yo, they find anything and everything to go ahead and try to attack somebody.
The Slim Reaper, man.
Let me tell you this. He's a type of dude that is very chill, very laid back. He's not a guy, a rah-rah dude. Within his teammates, he's having a – Does this look like a guy who's upset? He's taking the camera, having a good time.
He looks like he's having fun. Yeah,
looks like he's smiling there.
He's laughing, having a good time. But when he's with the fans, he's very timid. Uh-huh. He's just introverted. Like he's a very very humble dude. Swagged out because he had the his kicks were pretty dope, matched the green lettering. I was like, oh, bro, this guy's got
on draft night, bro. He was looking real.
This dude's got swag. But overall, I mean, I'm not taking anything from that. Everyone keeps like, oh, he's not happy here. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, just let him be. You know what I mean? I think the dude is more than happy to be here in Philadelphia. He knows he's behind the best crowd in the league is behind him. So, you know, I mean, he's good.
Now, speaking of someone behind him, is the fan base behind Travis Fulgham?
I already had a good day today. I mean, you guys were there. You tell me. I mean, he's been quiet. We haven't heard from him in the past 3 weeks. People, including myself, are just curious and a little bit worried that, you know, if he's even going to make this squad. But there was a lot of I would say Eagles breaking news that he was making some plays today. So you guys tell me. You guys were there.
I got a catch of his on camera, over the shoulder catch. He broke for deep, probably about 40 yards. It was a nice catch. And I was like, that's exactly what I wanted to see from him. I think you're just talking about consistency from him. You just want to keep on seeing that. And again, I need to see that in this preseason game. Big question. I mean, are people actually going to go to this preseason game? We're talking about it. We are talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's. I'm hoping that they show something, like maybe two series.
Well, that's I kind of wonder that myself, because I mean, is it Sirianni that's coming in with a different game plan than all these other coaches? Because, you know, I mean, what we're accustomed to seeing is the starters going one or two reps in the one or two series in the first game, a little bit longer in the second game. Then we know they're not going to go ahead and play or a half, go a whole half in that third one, and then nothing in the fourth game. But this year it got narrowed down to three. What's it really going to be like? Are they going to go ahead and focus more on seeing what these other players are capable of doing and, you know, grading them to see if they're even worth keeping on the team or not?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what the actual game plan, because, I mean, look, our game plan – last Thursday ended up getting messed up with Jalen getting sick.
Yeah, and not to mention, I was in the middle of my trip there, and I ended up going down to the sports book to watch that. I caught about 10 minutes and saw which direction we were going. I was like, I got other shit to do.
Listen, I was with you, man. I saw the first series when I saw that it wasn't him going. I just wanted to see, you know, these guys get a little bit loose. Then after that, I was like, yeah, I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm good.
As for Drew's point, talking about rooting for Fulgham, he says perhaps he is more of a game time player instead of practices. Listen, man, I want to believe that. I've seen Travis Fulgham perform in real games before. We saw him have that huge run last year. But like, if you were to apply that to like any other profession, like for music, for instance, like if you were just absolutely trash in the studio, why would you have the expectation that your concert would be awesome? You know what I mean? It's just, you need to be able to perform in both spots. That's my take on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tristan, you know, talking about practice here.
Now, Deshae, underneath his girlfriend's YouTube page, aka Marianne Johnson, he says a little off topic, but how about Ja'Marr Chase and all them drops and can't get off press coverage? This is something that's been talked about. You know, people amongst camp, you know, like, hey man, you see Ja'Marr Chase? Hey, maybe we got the best wide receiver. There's a thing about you know, he took a year off, you know, maybe, you know, he's not going off some rust, but this is also a mental game. Like when you get to the next level and you get paid all this money, the pressure comes from somewhere. And you know, people get in their heads, man. Wide receivers do get in their heads, and they do get the dropsies sometimes.
I meant to talk to you guys about this because I was watching NFL Network the other day, you know, just trying to keep up with some of the other open practices around the league. And they really focused in on Ja'Marr Chase. And, man, it's like, whew, he looks horrible, bro. He looks – and they were really coming at him like – you know, Steven Smith, that guy, he don't hold nothing back. Yeah, he was letting loose on this kid, and I'm like, man, I feel bad for him. I really do. You know, but I mean, you brought up a key point. I mean, you took off a year. Who knows? It might just be, you know, getting back into the swag of things, or you know, it could be the level that he's at right now. The expectations that a lot of people in Cincinnati are, you know, want from him is going to be. Just might be a little bit too much for him to go ahead and
on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, I know that Ja'Marr Chase isn't really flashing the way everyone thought he would. What about your guys' thoughts on how Asante Samuel and my guy JOK are performing this preseason? That JOK guy's pretty good, isn't he? Pretty good.
That dude's a beast, man.
That's
I wouldn't take a first round pick on him.
That's a text I've been getting a lot about Asante Samuel.
Yeah, like, man.
Do we make a mistake in the second round? I mean, you're just talking about a guy who's stepping in and he's a starting corner right away.
Right away.
Right away. Now we went Steve Nelson, who's been a little
suspect.
I'm just saying, it's still early, but I'm just saying, I just feel like Asante Samuel. Now everyone's looking at Landry Dickerson like, so when are you going to be ready, dog?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree.
I mean, you're not saying it, but you're saying it internally. Like, all right, when are you going to be ready, dog? Because you're second round pick.
I don't want to say it, but at the same time, it feels like the Sidney Jones situation all over again, where we're taking we're taking a guy with very high expectations, very high. I'm not saying that Landon Dickerson is going to underperform in his career. I'm saying that he's probably going to be on ice this year.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to play. And we're taking that guy with a second round pick, just like Sidney Jones, that is probably the highest rated player at his position when healthy. But, you know, to not play that first year, it's a risk. And you could have assessed that second round pick to someone with a more immediate impact, like an Asante Samuel. So that's something to weigh.
Now Jock Talk has a question. I have a question, guys. Which would you pick, Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith and a first-round pick?
Two. And times a million, dude. Times a million.
Devontae Smith was on my, you know, was my key guy going into the draft. Ja'Marr Chase, you know, we could go back. You know, me and you, Gail, we were going back and forth about this. But, yeah, I think we definitely got the better end of the stick this time.
I'm good with it. Houston said, duh. I want to also give a shout out to Marco. He is I met him. He's usually in the comments. Also chills out in Italy, and he's all over the world. But he stopped in the
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Marco.
Very nice.
That's what's Marco. Up.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. Just rolled up and he was like, yo, man, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm in the comments. But shout out to Marco, man. I appreciate you stopping by and saying what's up.
I want to speak in the same vein. I kind of wanted to get back to this too with Amin. Were you at Caesars, man? You at Caesars? You didn't come say hello? I would have loved some Philadelphia contact out there. I was overrun. There was too many Cowboys fans out there, man.
Well, you know, I mean, they're not too far. Yeah.
Yo, Evan sent me a picture. He's like, yo. He's like, I paid $2 and you could take this guy and you could just move his legs or move whatever his body parts. And just, I was like, for $2? Was it $2?
I could have been one if I wanted, but I was just trying to be polite. He was a street performer and his whole shtick was move me and I'll stay that way. And so when I came up to him, he was lying flat on his back with his thumb straight up. And so then I put him in the birthing position. I thought it was pretty funny.
I was like, yo, someone get Evan. So, I mean, you should have got Evan, man. Like he was going through it.
I was having a good time.
Jock Talk asked, "How big is Landon Dickerson?" That is a big man. When I tell you, I saw him in person last week. Easily, the biggest offensive line I've seen in a while. Like, yeah, you know, Jordan Mulata, very. He's huge. Like he's huge, but like on terms of just the way he's just like. Just everything. It's just I'm just like you're. How do you? What do they feed you to get that big?
Probably eats out of a trough.
Man never missed a meal in his life.
We will see. JT Bird says he's 6'6". He's huge. Now Tristan from Facebook.
That's just the bittersweet part about Dickerson is that I think he can be like the next guy for us on this line. Like we have built up, we've done like with Jeff Stoutland, we've done an excellent job of getting key cornerstone pieces in this line, like Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, Jason Peters, you know, Jason Kelsey, just across the board. We've had really, really good offensive linemen in the past, you know, since the Doug Peterson era, since before that. And I just think that Landon Dickerson can be that guy, but the fact that we just don't really have a clear timeline on his return is bittersweet, man.
So does it also go back to the fact that a lot of people are seeing how Asante Samuel Jr. is shining and it's like, you know, is that the reason why we're questioning it?
For me, it's completely separate from that. It's just a matter of like, it's like having a Christmas toy that you can't play with for a whole year. Like your parents are like, all right, I got you this, but you can't touch it until August. It's like, what? Why'd you get it for me then? Like,
no, it's like having like you got Masters of the Universe, you got He-Man over here, and you can't even like, bro, this guy looks like he could tear down a wall,
right?
Like he looks like he could whoop Brock Lesnar's ass. he showed up to the game with overalls,
yeah,
just overalls.
I saw the videos, yeah,
cowboy boots.
That's awesome.
Hey, look, he was in his feelings, man.
Something that Eagle fans have been in their feelings about is linebackers, but Tristan from Facebook says, I think our linebackers will be much improved this season. I do think those guys have showed out. I think Alex Singleton, I know I've been botching his name because Nate Singleton, I keep saying, is a player that I've always mixed his name up with, but I feel like Wilson and Singleton, those guys are going to be flying around. It's going to be interesting to see who else out of that group, maybe a Davion Taylor gets into the mix, you know, TJ Edwards on earlier downs. They could be a serviceable group. Can I get an amen from the
amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Can I bring up a potential quick violation? I was walking into the Jets open practice today and I was just eavesdropping on a conversation that was going on in front of me. They were speaking loudly. And this guy was saying to whoever he was walking with, he's like, oh yeah, you know, Russell Wilson's going to be great this year. And I was listening. I was like, I thought, is he talking about the Seahawks? And he thought that they had Russell Wilson as their quarterback just because everyone's walking around with a Wilson.
Yo, that sounds like a typical Jets fan.
I'm like, what, dude? It's like it's Zach Wilson, dude. Come on.
That's a typical Jets fan that doesn't even know his own damn team, man.
Oh, that's why you should have smacked him on his head. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, like, man.
This is your team. I'm at your place, bro.
Now, Patrick Lee, shout out to Patrick, says he ordered Miles Sanders jersey for the season since all his jerseys are all old players. Hope he has a great season. Patrick, I too have a Miles Sanders jersey. I haven't worn it yet.
Well, since we're talking about jerseys, man, I got a little bit too excited last night. They popped off two jerseys. I don't know how big these jerseys are going to be, but there's an all-white special edition Miles Sanders jersey that was out there. You know, I didn't want to, I wanted to save it and show it to you, but yeah, I ended up ordering it. So I'm waiting for that baby to come in. And then they had the new Nike Vapor jerseys, the Thursday night game jerseys, Zach Ertz.
Yep.
Man, that thing looked pretty too, man.
You bought it?
So, you know, I caved in. Little wedding gift for myself.
Well, what's going to be the first jersey that you get for Little Luck? He already has one.
No, I mean he had.
Do they make jerseys like infant size?
Yeah, I got him. His first jersey that he actually rocked last year was the DeSean Jackson jersey that I tried to get DeSean to sign for me.
Nice.
But I think I'm gonna go and get him his own customized jersey, man.
Yeah, I think I like that.
I don't want him to suffer like I suffered with all these players being around and then being gone the next minute. I think I just want him to get accustomed to
I've got a closet full of just useless jerseys at this point.
So Gail,
Sidney Jones jersey.
I almost came in on that one yesterday. Went to Pro Image. I almost copped it, but luckily they didn't have my size. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to go put myself into a deeper hole than what I'm in right now. But I ended up countering with a throwback Eagles baseball Kelly Green jersey that is on its way for me as well. So I'll tell you, man, I got jersey happy yesterday.
But the hoodie has Eagles on.
I like that. Did you see the shorts that go with it?
Yes, I did.
The all black ones.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We need to get down to Mitchell Ness and do a video down there.
Yeah, we need to. And I told you that.
Yes. We have totally went off the track.
Sorry, man.
Prime just brought up baseball. I know it's still off the track, but I just want to give a shout out to Gio, man. Gio throwing out the first pitch at the Phillies game. That's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
That was cool.
Guess what? He posted on his Twitter. He's like, He's wearing the shoes.
Nice.
He's wearing the shoes. Yeah, I mean, when I tell you how proud I am of Gio and just like what he's done and the vibes and energies he's put out there, it's amazing, man. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, always good stuff.
Yeah, man. Shout out to his first date on Saturday as well.
Really?
It was a sign. He ended up wearing the shirt that I gave him off the Rolling with Prime show. And then he gave me a shout out on Twitter. And then, you know, I mean, I responded with like, yo, it was meant to be. You going on your first date and here I'm marrying my best friend that day. So it was just like, it was perfect.
Wow.
It was perfect, man.
Yeah, man.
Life comes full circle.
Very good. Very, very good energy.
I told him, I was like, look at us, man. I felt like, what's his name? what's the guy's name that does that meme? Look at us. Whoever, whatever.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. I said, look at us. We're changing the game.
Now, Puga from El Paso, he says, how mad do you think Howie is that Joe Douglas has Zach Wilson? I think Howie was sniffing around quarterbacks, and when he realized he couldn't get up there, I don't think he's super mad. I think, the Jets fans that I have spoken.
They are fangirling, dude.
No, wait. The girl that I spoke to today, she knew her shit today. Like, I was like, this girl knows her shit. I was like, go ahead. And then she's like, not impressed. Not impressed.
I was talking about all the dudes that were in the bleachers.
Yeah, the dudes
as Zach Wilson's running by and they're
yeah.
I was like, might as well what they've been doing.
That, I mean, it was kind of like a bromance that was brewing behind me. I don't know. I just feel like Zach Wilson is still, he's still learning. But they said in camp, he said in camp, this is what I'm using it for, to see what I can get away with. And when it becomes a game time experience, now I know what the speed is like. I know what I can get away with. I was like, that's a sneaky way of, it's like, I meant to do that. I'm just trying things out. That's interesting. Interesting angle.
Things out.
Let's see. Moneybags, shout out to Moneybags. He says, where's the best online to order authentic jerseys from price-wise?
You don't want to talk to Frugal Evan over here. You want to talk to Kaelin Frye.
Evan's still wearing his Kelce jerseys that he's had for about 4 years.
Oh, man. we're going to upgrade it this year, Evan.
I'm going to get something soon. I got a Rally House right down the street. It's really
Rally House?
I'll go to Rally House with you. Yeah, they got some good stuff,
I got to figure out who I want to get, though. I want to pull the trigger on a Devontae Smith, but like, I feel like that's the one that everyone's going to get.
Everyone,
I feel like
it's
a safe bet, but like, it's also going to be the one that everyone has. I don't like having the same one as everybody else.
I mean, a solid flex.
Maybe I'll get a Hurts, but no, like,
a solid flex is getting one of those practice jerseys with the green lettering. If you can somehow swindle those,
the neon.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Me and Evan had this conversation. Yeah. He's not a fan of that.
No, but I'm just saying, from an exclusive standpoint.
I tried to say the same thing to him.
I'm going
to
drop bread on a jersey I hate.
I try saying the same thing to him. You know what I mean? On an exclusive level, you know,
like,
what I mean? He's like,
Ain't nobody has that.
Ain't nobody time for that.
Moneybag says the Phils are tied at 1-1, both at the bottom of the fourth. Yeah. Yo, he showed up to Evan showed up to practice today. He swagged out. He had his Eagles hat. I was like, okay. He had the Kelce. He's like, you know, when someone walks in and they're lost, and it's all Jets fans, and you see Evan like with his Kelce jersey. But he had his swagged out Vant on today.
I did.
They were gleaming.
We were having a proud moment there, huh?
I was like, hey.
I almost wore my white Eagles hat too, but that's the old logo. It would have been a big no-no if I wore the old logo and the new logo together. Totally understand. Mulata jersey. There's one right there. I'd get behind, but then I'd have two linemen. I got a Kelce and a Mulata. But like, I should just say I'm fat. Like,
here's a picture of Evan's, his Vans he showed up with.
Nice. Yes. Oh, you brought those babies out today.
Broke them out.
Sure. I was like, this guy.
Nice. Babies done changed you, bro.
I mean, we are gonna be doing a jersey giveaway soon. We are gonna be doing also another giveaway on the YouTube channel. As soon as we get to 1,000 there, we will be announcing that giveaway. We will be putting out tickets. If you want to go to the Jets Eagles open camp joint practice like we did today, I don't think I'll be driving back there 2 days in a row. It was a 2-hour drive for me. So I did 4 hours of driving today. But we will be giving away 2 tickets on our Twitter page. I just have to check that out, but make sure we have those locked in. But if you guys want to go to Jets Eagles joint practice, we'll be giving away 2 tickets for that. Let's see. Now, anything you guys looking forward to on Friday? Like, I know it's definitely a weird vibe. Like after last week's preseason game, I know a lot of Eagle fans are like, "Yeah, I'm not going to that."
Yeah, I mean, I really just want to see some starters, man. That's what it comes down to. Unfortunately, I know. The general vibe is if the coaches end up seeing what they need to see during these joint practices, then a lot of times they won't even really risk throwing a player out there in the actual game. They've seen what they need to see. But that doesn't do enough for us fans that want to actually see it come into play. I would like to see just the first teamers get at least a couple series in. just so I can just give me a taste. Just give me, I'm itching. I'm dying for a taste of some Eagles football, man. And like, you know, watching the second stringers is fine and all, but like, I want to see what it's actually going to look like when the regular season comes around. I've been watching pretty much all the preseason games, man. As many as I can catch. I'm itching for some football.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the league.
No, I agree with you, but if there's anything I definitely want to see, I would like to see at least some type of points. 3 points, 6 points.
I just want to see a nice quick drive.
The donut didn't sit too well with me, you know what I mean? Even though it's preseason, a lot of people were hammering me. I got a lot of my family members that live in Boston, so you know what I mean? Of course, they were hammering me about a preseason game, New England Patriots killing us 35-0, so it was just like,
Latin cousins?
Yeah, the Latin family.
You ever hear your Latin friends from Boston with like the Boston accent? That shit is hilarious. The Boston Spanish accent.
They got it, man. They got it. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep.
Pack the car.
Yeah. I definitely would like to see a whole lot more series with the first string people. Get it in, see what, you know, what to look forward to. But, you know, again, I'm hoping that everybody just comes out of it safe and healthy, you know, and ready for the beginning of the actual season 2 weeks from Friday. And, you know, just a better outcome than what we definitely had last Thursday. It just sucked seeing that horrible show. I mean, regardless if the game plan had changed or not, I mean, we're talking about guys that are in the NFL. You guys got to be playing better than that. And it was just sad to see. But I hope, you know, they give us something more exciting this Friday. I mean, come on, we're talking about the Jets. We're playing the Jets. So that right there is a start.
Jock talk. Want to explain yourself?
But congratulations, Jock Talk. He got his wrench. He is managing the comments on YouTube. Shout out to you. Appreciate your help, man. But also appreciate Mark Berg. He just entered the chat. I saw that. He sent some goodies to give away to you guys.
No way,
Mark. Mark is.
And this is what the community is about. I know. You know, it's interesting. We have socks to give away. It could be a joke. These are Ben Simmons socks here. We have three pairs of these ready to give away.
They're ready to give them back too. You've been watching any of the Hard Knocks?
We also have a Super Bowl hat.
Super Bowl hat. Okay. Can't go wrong with that.
Super Bowl hat.
Very nice. Very nice.
We also have a Jordan beanie.
That's nice. I like that.
He's ready to give this away. Jordan beanie.
That's clean.
That's nice. Gail's going to keep that for himself.
Yeah.
We have a Super Bowl champion shirt.
Very nice. Mark? Okay.
Damn, yeah.
And last but not least.
Oh, man, I never get sick and tired of seeing the champions, man.
Not at all.
Love it.
Not at all.
Mr. Cross says nasty socks. Ben's needs to go.
Told you.
Hey, but you can wear those when you you know,
garden work or something.
Yeah.
Already getting the fourth quarter.
Hey, imagine if you
it
wear
won't
those.
Help you dunk in critical times of need.
Now, Puga from El Paso says, do you see Howie making a trade after the game Friday? I feel like something might happen soon.
Who do you think could be involved?
I don't know. I mean, you got a lot of teams that lost some key defensive end players or defensive players.
Maybe not even a trade, but like they're going to pick up something. You guys see Russell Douglas got
cut by the Raiders.
I mean, he can give you maybe potential CB3 – CB4, whatever, safety vibes, potential cross train.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would take a flyer on him. Bring him back for sure.
I would too.
Considering the problems that we're having there right now, I mean, with Steve Nelson not really living up to the expectations, I'm not saying he can't snap out of it, but it wouldn't hurt to have another guy behind him.
Yeah. Hey, and
picked up by the Texans.
Did he? Today?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they're already on top of it.
Wow.
Damn, all right. Well, okay.
Appreciate you guys keeping us up to date with that, because I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it must have just happened. Everyone's saying it.
Oh, Jordan, by the way, your hat needs to be sent out. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't forget about it.
You've been saying that for the past 3 weeks.
Well, we all have like ADD, man.
Why did we get put into this?
I was like, I got wedding. I still have your Kelsey paintings here, and your.
You've been holding that hostage, bro. Like, I've seen you a few times since you've had that. You're just not bringing it.
Maybe thanks. I threw it away.
Thanks, Evan. You said it. I was thinking it, but you said it.
Yeah.
And I saw Prime on Saturday.
He did. He was just worrying about those pants he bought.
Anything else before we get out of here? I know the show, we've been all over the place, but hey, we had a lot going on. A lot. Moments, big monumental moments. We had to showcase. Prime is now doing big things, bigger and better things.
And listen, if you guys missed the beginning of the show, I mean, that was bad, man. Julie Ertz congratulated me.
Are you gonna ask how we got that?
How'd you get it?
Congratulations on your wedding, Lucky.
Look at it. So I was sitting there, pregame last Thursday and just filming practice. I mean, pregame. Just filming everyone working out and stuff, throwing the ball around, whatever. I was just filming Jalen dancing when he was okay and fine. And then all of a sudden I'm in the front row where we usually stand to watch warm-ups and stuff. And I look over and I was like, that's Jew. I'm like, Jew. So I go, you know, sometimes when you see like stars, you call them by their first name, like, you know them.
Yeah.
So I was like, Julie. And she was like, Julie, what's up? And she's like, hey, how you doing? And then look, my boy is a big fan of yours. And I said, you know, he's getting married on Saturday. And I said, I was just wondering if you can congratulate him, give him a nice message. I'll just do a quick video. And she's like, let me know when you're ready. I said, when?
That's
boom. And then she said it real quick. And then the security, like, hey, man, leave her alone. I'm like, bro. I was like, could you stop? I was like, you see what I'm trying to do here?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. That's love right there, man. That's cool.
I was trying to keep it from you, man. I was like, yo, should I show up to him today? Wait till the show on Tuesday.
That was cool, man. That was cool. That one definitely caught me all surprise.
Mrs. Prime, that's just a joke.
Don't worry about her.
She's locked in. She's ready to go for life.
She ain't going nowhere.
Got the lifetime contract, bro.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah. So I mean, overall, man, I'm still geeked after today. What I saw again, very happy with what I saw. Devontae Smith cannot be covered right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's Jets corners. I know the Eagles corners have had issues covering him.
Has there been a set of cornerbacks that we've seen that has held him in check? I can't.
Some of our Eagles cornerbacks gave him some work earlier. The Patriots corners. Nobody's checking Devontae. I'm feeling good about Devontae. That's enough to get me through another week at this practice today.
Yes, sir.
Like, shout out to Chris Malley. We took the drive back and I said, yo, man, I was like, I took the day off. I was like, yo, we celebrate. We went and got a good meal and just relaxed. And today was a good day, man. Today was a really good day.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I was just sitting there.
Like, Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot. I understand.
Yo, Ev's like, can you fill up my water bottle? I was like, there's free cups of it. He's like, no, just could you fill up my water bottle? I was like,
listen.
You can't handle the heat.
The second. Can you see what actually happened here? He said, I'm going to go over there, right past the water station. I'm going to be a couple minutes. I'll be right back. I said, oh, okay. Can you bring my water bottle and fill it up? He comes back an hour and a half later. I'm like, if I had known you were going to be an hour and a half, I would have just did it myself.
Bro, he pulls a water thermos out of nowhere. He's just like,
can you take my water bottle?
I was like, so I get to the table and I'm like pouring the water in there.
Cups out? Why didn't you just ask him, like, hey, fill this shit up?
They're looking at me like little kids are like starving, and I'm sitting there like, six like water cups. More, six water cups. Meanwhile, they're looking at this grown man like, dude, you're cheap ass. Go to the store, get a fucking bottle of water. But meanwhile, it's for you.
Appreciate it.
So any last news before we'll go with Prime before we get out of here?
Hey, I just want to thank you guys all for tuning in. Appreciate all the comments. Congratulating me and Mrs. Prime for our wedding on Saturday. Thanks again for everybody that made Saturday happen. Be safe out there. Let's get ready for some real Eagles football in a couple of weeks. I know we're just going to get through this last week, but hoping we can get through this last game with no issues, no problems, and everybody staying healthy. Definitely wishing the whole team, the best of luck, especially those guys that are trying to go ahead and make this team. Just keep grinding, do what you got to do, and hopefully things will work out for you. And that's it, really, you know what I mean? End of the day, you know what it is. Go Birds.
Yeah, I'm in the same wavelength. I mean, I'm just dying for some Eagles football. We got one more preseason game left, and then we get into the real deal, man. Like, we are – it came up quick. I can't wait. I want to say another congratulations to you, Prime.
Thank you.
To you and your lovely bride. Looking forward to some Eagles football, man. I can't wait. Time is ticking.
Yeah, now, for the back end of the roster, guys, I just want to give you guys a shout-out and a good final push. Like, this is a great opportunity for you guys. There's some guys that have been journeymen on this team who've been here for a while, still trying to make this roster. And I feel like this is where you got to push. Like, you got one last game to put some good tape out there. Whether it's not on this team, it's for another team. You got to put out good tape. So good luck to you guys and to your families, because I know it's a big deal for families behind the scenes. So also, just want to give a shout out to people who are wanting to come tailgate. We're still planning this whole tailgate thing out for the first game of the season, so that will be happening. And shout out to Prime.
Thanks, man.
On being married, it's trying to inspire folks. I like that, man. I like that.
Absolutely, man.
But what else? Everybody, check it on your friends and your mentals. Make sure they're doing good, man. I saw my two. Oh, shout out to my college teammates, Marv and Bobby. They just showed up. I haven't seen those dudes in a minute. I called them up. I said, "Yo, I'm going to Jets Eagles training camp. Are you going?" They said, "You know what? I am going." My other boy said, "I've never been to Jets training camp. I'm a Jets fan, but I'm gonna go and hang out with y'all today. We had a great time." So again, that checking on your people and make sure they're good, man. And then till the next one. It's Fly, Eagles Fly, and we'll see you soon.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.